BC's Rude Awakening. Wake up with Radio 1.
Turn it up! Yeah! 104.1, 100.5, it's Radio 1. This is the Rude Awakening. We're lucky to have Lost Frequencies on the phone with us. Woo! Or Felix, as you're better known. We're going to refer to you as Felix, is that right?
Okay, no problem.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you straight from the start. We have been hounding you for an interview ever since we played Are You With Me? On a fresh and first on our station. You might remember I actually got in contact with you about four or five times, and when we tried to hook up you were busy, and then I couldn't get a studio.
Oh yeah, no, it was a mess. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's my fault. I was literally stalking you for a while there.
It's because we love your track.
Yes.
Well, thank you for loving my music.
No, it's absolutely incredible, and the UAE is taken off. You've been Shazamming really, really well. Everybody here is loving your music, and we can't wait for you to perform this weekend for One Big Friday at Zero Gravity. Have you been to the UAE before?
I've been once doing 6 hours because I had a transition there at the airport.
So all right, so you saw...
I took a cab out of the airport to see a little bit of the vibe, then I went back to the airport to take my flight back
home. A six-hour stopover. Wow, that's a really quick view. Did you manage to get to the Burj Khalifa and back?
I was with a friend and he knew some places, so he took me. It was impressive.
Well, hopefully this time you're going to get a little bit more time to maybe hang around a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm going to enjoy Dubai this time more.
Excellent. Tell me, why Lost Frequencies? Why that name?
Well, because at the beginning of my project, I was only making remix of old tracks I used to listen to. So all the Lost Frequencies, so that's where my name comes from, actually.
I love it.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
I like it too.
And I should hope so.
So, Felix, what are you up to at the moment, like for the rest of the year or what's left of the year?
Since September, I have my own radio show in Belgium. So every week I'm doing 1 hour on the radio, and that's really awesome. And behind that, I'm also producing new music and I'm on tour. So yes, pretty much.
So
that's it.
Pretty much busy at every end of the scale.
Yes, I'm always working.
It's good.
I'm working on an album, and I hope I will be able to release it in begin 2016, because I've been making a lot of music lately, and I really want to release it as a whole project, Lost Frequencies, and I think it's going to be awesome. So yes,
I do hope
that's my big project.
I do hope that we're on the promo list for that.
I think you are.
Yeah, I do hope so. What's the biggest thing you've done so far?
I played on a lot of stages where actually there were a lot of people coming just for me, and that's really the most impressive. In some festivals this summer, the stage was complete full just because they wanted to see me, and when I left the stage, they left also.
Nice.
That was really so cool to see that people were coming out just to see my DJ set, and I was so happy. Also, I know when I did the post for Dubai this Friday, I see all the people commenting. They're really happy I'm coming, so I'm really happy too, you know. So, yes, it's going to be cool.
And what do you prefer? Do you prefer to be live in a studio, or do you prefer to be live on stage DJing, or do you prefer to be in production?
Well, I think I like a little bit of everything, but my favorite thing at the end is always to create new music. That's what I prefer, but I always like to play my track in front of people and see how they react on it, and it's usually pretty cool, so yes. I like it.
Who's the first person that you play your new songs to?
It depends who I'm with, because if I'm with somebody, I show them, but I usually send it to my friend, to one or two friends. I always send my music, and to my manager also.
Just to make sure that it's a moneymaker.
They must be really good friends.
No, it's funny because actually my friends, they don't really listen to that kind of music, so they're like, it's cool, but you know,
it's not my
style. Yeah.
So you don't send it to your mum then?
I show it to my mom also. Yeah.
Does she like your music?
Yeah, she likes it. She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, she has to like it. She's your mum.
Have you been working with any names or anyone in particular, or is it just all you, Felix?
Well, I'm working with some people, but I'm not really looking at the names, because sometimes I get demos from people that they are unknown, but the music they send is just so cool that I don't care if they send it or not. I just work with them. So on my album, I have a lot of tracks with unknown people, and I also work with other big names that's still in working, so I don't want to really talk about it.
No, yeah.
You have to keep
hush.
We were so looking forward to you spilling the beans.
Maybe on Friday night we can tap you up for this.
Maybe.
Maybe, it doesn't sound like it though. Felix, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to have a chat with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Danny C's Rude Awakening.